things we get for Christmas will not last as long as the things we get from Christmas. We will finish our Christmas treats, get bored with our Christmas toys, and grow out of our Christmas clothes. But the things we get from Christ this Christmas, and always, hope, peace, joy, and love, will go with us all our life.
Why do we light the Advent candles?
The first Advent candle is the candle of hope. Jesus is our hope. He died on the cross to save us and give us everlasting life. The light of hope shines in the darkness, and the darkness is never put out.
We light this candle for hope.
The second candle is a candle of peace. Jesus is our peace. His peace is deep within us, reaches out to friends and strangers, and brings justice to our world.
We light this candle for peace.
The third candle is the candle of joy. Jesus is our joy. The joy of Christ deep within us can help us reach out to the sad, the suffering, and the lonely.
We light this candle for joy.
The fourth candle is the candle of love. Jesus is our love. He is with us always and loves us unconditionally through all the events in our lives, in birth and death, in joy and sorrow.
We light this candle for love.
We have lit our Advent candles. Let us now sing our Advent candle hymn, A Candle Is Burning.
Thank you.
now a special film for our little ones, The Happy Land Nativity.
The very first Christmas was long, long ago. A girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
Yay!
That's not in the story. I just don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how these things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Jo, who was worried when Mary had started the show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd. Just trust me. These things are all coming from God." Mary was carrying God's only son, the saviour of old, the long-promised one. So call his name Jesus, your maker and skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin. Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome had made a decree, return to your home. For Joseph, this rule meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
What are you doing? She said they were riding with a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving at Bethlehem, Mary was gloomy. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed, with nowhere to lay him. A trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is. Listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here around the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep. From shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.